弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings to all。
堪城的春天，我们都说很美好哈，但是往往可惜很短暂。
We like the spring in KC, but it's often very short。
感谢神，我们在四月份有多有一个主日啊，神的恩典，我们可以来交通主的话语。
Praise Lord, we have an extra Sunday in April, so we can praise more in April。
我们差不多一整年正好过去三分之一啊，所以到现在我们也知道。我们今年的主题
It's like one third of the year has gone through, so we very much have known our theme for this year.
刚才金氏弟兄、兄弟姐妹已经带我们读过了哈，我们就我看看，我们就把最后两节再读一下。
We can repeat the last two verses.
好，我们一起来第九节、第十节。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救。并且出入得草吃，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。然后英文哈，我们也一起来。I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
好，
最后的这一节是我们的主题，所以我们今天来交通丰盛的生命。
Our theme today is the abundant life.
我们要交通丰盛的生命是什么？可能我们先从反面来说，丰盛的生命不是什么。
In order to understand what abundant life, we may start to understand what it is not about.
就是我们这第一点说的，生命丰盛不是家道丰富。
So abundant life is not really how wealthy you are.
我们往往会说，这个还需要教导吗？我做基督徒已经十年、二十年了，还需要听这个吗
？We may have been Christian for so long, you have to mention this again.
虽然这个是可能是每个基督徒最基本的功课，但是我们不敢说每个基督徒都已经学好了。
Well, we know it is the basic principle for all the Christians, but we may not say every one of us have got this principle.
在今天世界上有一门很成功的生意哈，它的标题就是神成功，所以它叫做成功神学。
There in the world there is a very successful business we call that prosperity theology.
他就教导人说，耶稣来了，他不仅要人得生命，而且叫你在世上很发达，能够家道很丰富。
It teaches people that Jesus came not only to give you life, but He's going to make you very successful and wealthy.
我们知道说成功神学，所以他就很成功，因为他符合人堕落的天性。
It has good business because it really matches the fallen nature of us.
但我们知道说这个绝对不是耶稣来的目的。耶稣对这个对此有无数的教训。
But that's not the reason of Jesus coming.
我们如果听不见，那是我们故意听不见。
If we have not really heard of that, it's we choose not to hear that.
因为时间的关系，我们在这里就只交通一节。
Because of the time constraint, we may only have time to fellowship one item.
大家可能应该猜到我们交通哪一节哈，就是路加福音的十二章十五节。
Yeah, it is the Luke.
十二章十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
我们也只有一节不长，我们就一起来读。你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。好，英文。
Take care and be on your guard against all
covetousness.
I cannot say that word. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
这是我们主的话。今天我们在地上有一种感觉是我们常常会有的，就是不够。
We may have a common feel that we feel often insufficiency.
第一个是时间不够，第二个可能我们所有的我们的钱不够。
We may not have enough time. We may not have enough finance.
可能我们觉得自己受别人关注不够，或者我做了那么多，别人给我的称赞不够。
Or I'm not that popular. I've done so much, but not I've been praised enough.
这个不够就是不丰盛。
So a lot of insufficiency.
所以成功神学就有它的土壤，它可以大行其道。
That's why there's a good soil for the prosperity theology for many followers.
我们觉得有这么多不够，我们会不会有时候觉得自己的生命不够？
So we have all this insufficiency, but do we feel insufficiency in our life?
也可能你说我是这样觉得，而且我常常这样说。
I feel so, and I mention that often as well.
我们知道说我们中国人可能会把这句话当作一个谦虚的用语哈，我们也常常挂在嘴边。
And in Chinese, we may really humble ourselves often.
但我们有没有真的觉得自己是一个穷人哈，是一个灵里贫穷的人
？But do we truly feel we are poor in spirit？
就像主耶稣说，虚心的人有福了，
Just、
因为天国是他们的。
Say, blessed are those poor in spirit, because heaven is theirs.
所以英文叫 poor in spirit， 中文把它翻译成虚心很哑，但是它不够准确。
The English saying is that the poor in spirit may not be quite right in the translation。
因为中国人说的虚心，往往有人说。某某弟兄你真好啊，你说你如果说谢谢你我们知道美国人就这样说 thank you, thank you.
So we may say you're such a good person, you might say thank you, that's usually how we say it here.
这是美国人的习惯，所以我们就说你这个人不虚心。
That's the American culture, you are really not humbled.
我们知道你如果是一个中国人，你一定要说什么，你一定要说哪里哪里。
But if you're Chinese, you might say, I don't know how to say that, but you say I'm humbled.
这个话你看英文就不好翻译，因为美国人不这么说。
And there's no English translation for that.
但是这个是我们理解的虚心，但不是主所说的虚心。
That's the way how we understand we need to humble ourselves.
所以主所说的虚心，它不是一种姿态，它是说如果用直译的话，是说在灵里面觉得贫穷。
So Lord say, we need to humble. It's not really to feel like.I mean, we need to truly feel our being poor in spirit.
如果我们要丰盛的话，那首先你有没有觉得自己穷？如果你觉得还可以，你不觉得自己真的很贫穷，那丰盛也就是讲一讲而已。
So if you think we're healthy, we have a lot of abundance, do we really feel we are experiencing insufficiency?
这个贫穷好像就是有人打比方说，就好像一个讨饭的人哈。
Yeah, to be poor is like a beggar begging for a living.
因为他的结果就是，如果今这一天他没有要到，那么他这一天这一晚上他就饿肚子。
For the beggar, it means if he did not beg for enough food, he would be starving for the whole day.
如果第二天又没有要到，那他就第二个晚上又饿肚子。
If he begged for the second day, did not receive anything, he's going to be starving for the second day.
所以这个讨饭人他不会说。我觉得还差得很远，慢慢来，慢慢来。
So this beggar would not say, "I still have room to grow. I will just work slower."
每一天晚上都会更加的不好过。
He's going to be starving more and more.
所以这个是真正那种贫穷的感觉，就是主所说的那个虚心。
That is the true feel of being poor.
如果我们灵里真的有这样的感觉的人，主耶稣说这是有福的。
We really
have this being poor in the spirit. If true, we are blessed.
These kind of people can meet the purpose of why Jesus come and give us life.
Yeah, 主说饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
So Jesus said, "Blessed are those who feel the hunger, because they will be filled."
我们知道主又说，他说不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Jesus said, "Do not worry about food and life. Don't you think our life is higher and then our food and clothing?"
因为主知道我们往往忧虑的时候，不是在为灵里的需要在忧虑，我们是为肉身的需要在忧虑。
Because Lord knows we often do not worry about our spirit, but we truly worry about our clothing and food.
我们不是说这些东西不重要哈，我们每日的饮食当然重要。
We're not saying these things are not necessarily important.
外邦人需要，我们神的儿女同样也需要。
Gentiles need those, we need this too.
我们跟他们在这一点上是没有不一样的，但是神的儿女有一种饥饿是外邦人没有的。
But there to be a God's children, there is a hunger that Gentiles do not have.
你怎么知道自己是神的儿女？
How do we know we're God's children?
不光是说你可以在那里说，你看我的品德比他好，你看我比他多做了什么。
It's not like you say my features, my virtues are better than yours or have done more than what you did.
我们如果真是神的儿女，有一种感觉你要有，是外邦人没有的，就是你里面会不会有这个饥渴。
To be God's children, we do need to feel being poor in our spirit.
我们刚才唱的这首诗歌，你们要先求他的国，先求他的义。
The hymn says to seek his kingdom and righteousness.
照我们的感觉来说，不忧虑吃什么，不忧虑穿什么，这个和求神的国和求神的义，好像当中还隔着很大一段距离。
According to our understanding, there's a big distance between to seek for your food and clothing versus seek for his kingdom and righteousness. There's a big distance in between.
Seems there's a long way to go.
Cannot meet.
然后我们想，我们大多数的基督徒我们不敢说每个基督徒，但是我可以说很多基督徒，我们都经历过神的恩典，天父看顾飞鸟。看过百合花，然后他也知道我们的需要，给我们供应。我想我们很多人都经历过。
For most of us, we have experienced the God's supply, just like how He takes care of the birds and the flowers.
但是我们想，那个求神的国、求神的义，就留给少数的基督徒去追求吧。
We do not really have seek His kingdom and righteousness, and we think that's the business of those really and brothers and sisters with high level of Holy Spirit in them.
那主耶稣好像没有在这两个当中给我们留很多的过渡的地带。
But Jesus did not really give us a big transitioning room between this.
你一旦把他觉得这当中有一个过渡地带，他也可能是十天八天，也可能是十年八年。
The transitioning zone between this, it may be 10 days or many years.
我们常常记得冯牧师也喜欢讲这个。野地的百合花和天空的飞鸟。
Yeah, Pastor Feng used to mention the birds and the flowers.
当我们看过了，也想过了，我们就不要忧虑了，是不是
？It's like we have seen those and we don't have to worry.
不忧虑的话，我们就得以自由。
And if you do not worry, you will be set free.
那你有了自由要干什么
？So what can you do when you're set free?
有人说，有了自由，我就可以想吃什么就吃什么，想穿什么就穿什么。
I can wear what I want to wear.
所以我们可能就转了一圈，我们又回来了。
Well, you come back to your starting point again.
那神的心意不是为了我们得到这个自由，是为了重新回来，可以做我穿我们自己想穿的，吃我们自己想吃的。
That is not God's purpose to set us free, so we can eat.And where how we like to live.
求什么是求神的国和神的义。
We should truly be seeking His kingdom and righteousness.
这个不是给少数基督徒的一个特权。
This is not a privilege given to a small portion of Christians.
这是主给每一个基督徒的呼召。
It is Lord's calling to every one of us.
这也就是为什么耶稣说我来了，要养得生命。而且得的更丰盛。
That's why Jesus is there, come and give you life, and you get in full abundance.
所以我们如果我们里面真的是灵里贫穷，我们要求神国，生命就会丰盛。
So if we truly feel the being poor in our spirit, we're going to seek His righteousness, and we get the abundance.
如果我们求的是家道哈，就是生命就会贫穷。
But if you're truly seeking for how to be wealthy, our life will be poor.
得生命和更得的更丰盛，中文的翻译好像把它分得很开，所以你就觉得这是又是好像两件事情。
There may be some difference between getting the life versus getting the full abundance.
你可能觉得当中隔着十天八天，也可能隔着十年八年。
There's distance between these two.
但是神的心意并不是这样。
But God's will is not like this.
它是一件事情。
It is one thing.
如果你觉得是两件事情，那这条道路还没有开始走，我们可能已经失败了。
So if we treat this as two separate routes, we probably already failed even before we start this journey.
如果你认识到这是一件事情，那虽然说我们很 我们很不完全，我们还有很大的缺陷，但是我们是走在一条得胜的路上。
If we think this is actually one thing, even though we are not complete, but we are already on the right journey.
主不是来说他有两个目的，一个叫做得生命，一个叫做得更丰盛的生命。
Lord does not really have two purposes, one to give you life, the other one to give you more abundant life.
主说的那个得生命得的更丰盛，主的目的只有一个。
Our Lord also has one purpose, life and abundant life as one thing.
所以我们读圣经的时候往往是会按照我们自己的想法来理解。
Often when we read the Bible, we just read in our own understanding.
所以这个第二部分并且得的更丰盛，我们听到并且就觉得是两件事情了，但是其实这个第二部分他是在修饰，在补充说什么叫做得生命。
So the second part is to get more abundantly, is to polish the first part to get the life.
所以，但愿我们在神的心意当中，我们不要再把它割裂开来。
So hope we're not going to confuse these two items.
我要生命就好了，然后把丰盛留给其他人吧。
So I hope we're not going to choose that, just want the life, but I may not really to choose to get it abundantly.
我们不要在这一点上虚心啊。
You don't have to humble down from the second part.
在路加福音，我们回到路加福音，在十二章里面，有一个人来求，这是有一个人求耶稣为他来分家业。
In Luke, there's a man coming for Jesus to allocate his assets.
耶稣就说，这不是他来的目的。
Jesus said, "That's not my goal."
所以成功神学就好像那个人，他来到耶稣面前，他就要说。多分一点给我。
So for those people worshiping the prosperity theology, that's one of their goals.
耶稣就警戒说不要做贪心的人。
So Jesus has a warning to us, do not be greedy.
然后耶稣就讲了那个比喻，就是那个无知财主的比喻。
So Jesus gave the parable of that foolish wealthy man.
那个财主预备了很多粮食财物在更大的仓房。
So he stored all his food in the bigger storage.
然后这个财主就对自己说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可以做多年的费用，你就只管安安逸逸吃喝快乐吧。
So the wealthy man said to himself, Oh my soul, you have sufficient storage there, just to go enjoy your life.
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
But Jesus say, a foolish wealthy man, your life will be taken tonight. What your storage would be contributed to?
我们不要觉得那个无知的财主都是别人，很可能是我自己。
I might be that foolish wealthy person.
其实因为大家都知道，前段时间我突然发那个心脏骤停。是在凌晨睡觉的时候。
My heart stopped beating in the early morning.
所以之后我就对这节圣经特别有感觉。
Then I start to feel a lot of my health.
今夜就要你的灵魂。我们觉得说不太可能发生在我身上，那但对于我来说，几乎已经发生了。但是因为神的怜悯，所以还可以在弟兄姊妹面前。
And that experience just occurred to me.
好，所以这是我们所讲的第一点啊，我们。生命的丰盛不再家道丰富。
This is the first item I'd like to cover today. So abundant life again, it is not about how wealthy we are.
第二点我们交通的是生命丰盛可以免遭或者需要免遭偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The second topic is to avoid stealing, killing and destruction.
盗贼来是要偷，叫本来不属于他的变成属于他的。
So thieves come and take things that do not belong to them.
耶稣来他是要给，叫本来没有生命的可以有，而且是丰盛的有。
But Jesus come to give.
所以严格说起来那个中文翻成得哈，严格说起来应该是有。
应该是什么？
有 having. Literally, 中文 the Chinese translation, translate back more like get. But that the original meaning is more like have, having.So it's a contiguous state, not just a single moment.
Thank you.
中文所讲的这个得就比较像，就是一次性发生的，我一得就得着了，然后我就去做自己的事了。但是其实所讲的这个是说你一直要有，而且一直要丰盛的有。 这个丰盛就是能够多出来的。
In Chinese, when we say we receive, we think it's a one-time action, but it should be a continuous, dynamic way to keep receiving.
就是财主他那个仓房装不下了，所以他要一个更大的，那个多出来的就是这个丰盛。
So the wealthy man thinks his storage, even it's getting bigger, still he gets more things to be stored. So he keeps building bigger storage. That's his understanding of being abundant.
但是那个多出来不是我们地上的财物多到我自己家里装不下的，而是我们灵里面的丰富。
Yeah, but we really want to have the abundance and overflow spiritually.
所以世界给我们的感觉往往是两极的哈，不是太冷就是太热，就像我们 Kansas City 一样。
The world often gives us two extreme feels, either too cold or too hot.
如果你是大财主，你像大财主，那你就担心仓房怎么更大，怎么能够摆更多东西。
Which means if you're super wealthy, you may just worry about if you would have enough storage for what you have.
但要不然我们地上就比较穷，好像每天的饮食都还是要发愁的。
The other extreme is we're poor, we worry about our food daily.
所以羊圈当中的羊，它从羊圈里往外看出去，看外面的世界。
So the sheep in the fold, when they look out to the world,
外面往往是一个贫瘠的世界，青草地、溪水边都是很少的。
Often they say the world is barren, no much produce.
但是羊的生命如果要丰盛哈，它的危险有时候不光是环境很贫瘠，而是说因为有盗贼。
However, as the sheep in the fold, if we do truly have the Holy Spirit, we not only see the barren environment, but you would also worry about thieves coming.
如果我们已经愿意说不追求世界，我们来追求神的国和神的义，这已经是非常难得了。
If we say we're going to let go of the world, but truly pursue or seek the God's kingdom and righteousness, it's a precious thing.
不过很多时候我们会有一个误区，我们觉得说只要我的方向，我的目标是对的，那我走的路就一定是对的。
Sometimes we may have a misunderstanding, say if my goal is correct, the journey I take must be correct.
因为我们人对自己有一个着迷的怎么讲，自恋。
Because we tend to love ourselves or our choices.
尤其是我举个最简单的例子，就是我有一个好的目的，那我的做法就一定是对的。
It's just like if you have a good goal, then how you reach the goal gotta be good.
我这可以讲我自己了，就是说如果做父母的话，我对儿女有一个最好的心意，那就表示说我的一切做法就都是对的。
As a father, I have the best wishes for my kids. That means everything I've done to my kids are the best.
很多弟兄姊妹会有这个体会哈，所以在属灵的事上我们是一样的。我觉得说我已经不追求世界了，我已经为教会做事了，那我所做的一切都是对的，不可能有错的。
It's the same way how we do this spiritually. If you think you believe, then whatever you do in the world, God be correct.
所以如果是爱世界，中国人说求人得人，那你求财得财，那就没什么好说。
So it's like if you love the world, you seek the good virtues as well seek the world, it's nothing wrong.
就是你就得你所求的，这就是 that's the way it is.
You work for what you want.
那如果你是求神的国，求神的义，这是按神的呼召来的。
But if you seek God's kingdom and righteousness, that's based on God's calling.
但如果我们这个方向对了，但是我们走的路是一个错误的路，那就更加可悲。
So our direction is correct, but doesn't mean our journey or the way we're taking is correct. That is dangerous.
所以我们需要有牧人来带领我们，不被盗贼领到那个死亡的。
That is why we need shepherd to guide us.
这里说的盗贼就是那些法利赛人。
So when we see thieves, they are truly those Pharisees.
在第九章我们很熟悉，因为耶稣说这些话的时候，第十章的话主在说的时候，法利赛人就在他周围。
Because when Jesus mentioned this, these Pharisees were just standing next to him.
所以主是用比喻来说，叫那些心硬的心被蒙住的人，他们听见还是不明白。
So Jesus was really saying this in the parable, so those who were blinded or have the hardened heart, they would not understand this.
这就是第十章第六节所说的。
This is what the chapter 10 verse 6 trying to let us know.
法利赛人不明白。
Pharisees could not follow him.
法利赛人把羊他带在错误里面。
Pharisees took the sheep to the wrong place.
他们拒绝那个真正的牧人。
They refused the true shepherd.
律法都是好的，但是法利赛人他们的带法是错的。
The laws are good, but the Pharisees carried the laws in the wrong way.
律法都是好的，法利赛人没有从门进去。
The laws are good, but the Pharisees did not enter through the gate.
律法都是好的，是耶稣他要来成全，他要来满足。
The laws are good. Jesus came to fulfill all the laws.
但是律法不是那个门，耶稣才是羊的门。
But the laws are not the gate, but Jesus is the gate.
法利赛人他们就不看耶稣，不看这个瞎子他的眼睛开不开，他们只看一件事情，就是你安息日犯不犯。
So Pharisees, they don't care if the blind was healed. They only care if Jesus violated the Sabbath day.
上次我们也有交通，其实这就是法利赛人跟耶稣起冲突的一个焦点。
That was what we fellowshiped last time. That was where exactly the conflict between Jesus and the Pharisees.
上次我们也交通过，说起来其实这个羊圈就是律法。
We also fellowshiped about the sheepfold last time.
法利赛人要这只羊要来跟自己，就是这个生来瞎眼的人，那其实就是在要把它偷出来。
Pharisees want the blind person to follow them, like to steal him.
如果偷不到这只羊，就把他赶出去。
But if they could not steal him, they would rather destroy him or kick him out.
那这个人他被医好了，但他今天身上有一个挑战。
And this person was healed, but there was a challenge.
就是他对耶稣到底怎么看？
How he would treat Jesus.
如果这个人他迫于压力虽然他眼睛看见了，但今天他否认主。
So if this person, even though he was healed, but under the pressure, he could deny Jesus.
那就可以说，其实这个人他就被杀害，就被毁坏了。
Then we can see if he did this, he was truly killed or destructed.
这里就是要稍微说明一下，这个毁坏我们可能比较容易明白。杀害这个词。
About destruction might be easier to understand, but how to be killed?
那杀害呢？这个词需要稍微有一点解释。
And may need more clarification about killing.
它的原意是有点像宰杀、献祭、牺牲的意思。
The original is like to kill, to offer, to sacrifice.
那或者我们用今天的俗话来解释。
In our common language today.
我们今天经常听到一个政权或者一个政客说我们要达到一个什么目的，然后我们不惜一切代价。
We often hear authorities say, in order to achieve some goal, we just have to get there at all costs.
要达到我的目的，但是把你作为代价。
I'm going to reach my goal at the cost of you.
那个就是这里说那个杀害的意思。
That is about what killing is about here.
所以盗贼是为了他自私的目的。
So the thieves have their own selfish goals.
如果这只羊或者说这个人他为了留在会堂，那他就否认了耶稣。
If this person wanted to stay in the synagogue, he would need to deny Jesus.
他就成了盗贼所要不惜毁坏的在所不惜的那个代价。
Then he would be working at the cost of the thieves.
如果他为了留在会堂就否认了耶稣，他就不会再认识神的儿子。
So if he did that, he would not truly know Jesus.
他也不会再有丰盛的生命了。
He's not going to have abundant life anymore.
主耶稣要我们听牧人的声音。
Jesus wants us to listen to our shepherd.
我们也要有自己的选择。
We need to have our own choices as well.
当主医治这个生来瞎眼的人，他和你抹他的眼睛，然后他去洗，这个时候他不需要付出代价，他只要去就好了。
So when Jesus healed this person, put mud on his eyes and told him to go and wash his eyes, he would not have to pay for any cost.
他不需要付代价，你只要听主的话，你去，你就得恩典。
No cost, just go and do it.
就像我们信主的时候一样，我们神没有叫我们付代价，都是他为我们所付的代价。
It was just like in the early days when we become the early believer, we would not have to pay a lot of cost.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌万古磐石为我开。
Just like the hymn we sang, the forever rock opened way for me.
我们要做的就是接受，你肯你就有。
What we would need is to receive.
但是今天等你得了恩典得了医治还是要面临挑战还是要有选择
So today after you've been healed after you got the grace you would still be challenged
好不容易能够生来瞎眼生这么悲惨的一生但今天看见了今天还可以坐在会堂里在会堂可以有一席之地
So it is such a privilege to be born as a blind and then a turning point that you get to see and then you are sitting in the synagogue
原来坐在外面讨饭今天坐在会堂里面那现在你要放弃吗
So a beggar outside became somewhere in the synagogue Would you like to give up what you have today?
如果你是那个生来瞎眼的人你会怎么选
What would you choose if you were the one blind from birth?
但感谢主这一位他所选的是羊的牧人
Praise Lord, he chose the shepherd.
他觉得最宝贵的是神的儿子耶稣。
He thinks Jesus is the most precious thing.
人可以把我赶出会堂，但我不能不认耶稣。
I can be kicked out of the synagogue, but I cannot do things to deny Jesus.
这个就是丰盛。
This is the abundance.
我们交通第三点。
The third topic.
生命丰盛就是跟随牧人，出入得草。
The life abundance is to follow shepherd, go in and go out, and you still find pasture.
丰盛的生命有很多可以交通啊。我们也许要用一整年来交通，但是我们今天还是着重在这一只生来瞎眼的羊。
So abundance really can cover a lot of areas, but still we let's focus on the blind from the birth.
我们知道说主医好过许多的人，主行过许多的神迹，但是这一位。有什么特别有什么不一样
So we know Jesus have healed many people have done a lot of miracles but what's the particular thing about this blind person
这个人特别的地方就在于说他去了希罗亚池子洗了他眼睛看见了但是他张开眼睛的时候耶稣并不在他眼前
The story about this person he was healed and went to wash his eyes he opened up his eyes but he never saw Jesus
所以当他眼睛看见的时候他还不知道耶稣是谁
So when he opened his eyes and got to see, he still did not know how Jesus looks like.
他那个时候还不知道说神的儿子是谁。
He had no clue who Lord, Son of Lords is, Son of God is.
所以这个其实是我们很多人的经历。我们经历过神的恩典，经历过神的医治。
This is often how what we experienced. We experienced the healing.
有的时候我们是急难。突然间发生的是主啊救我结果发现说主真的救了我
and often in crisis we cry out for help and Lord did help us
有的时候像那个十八年的血漏和十八年缠绕的病或者说像这个生来的瞎子这个人间没有办法的但是今天神已经给我恩典医治了
for those who have been having bleeding for these many years and even those blind person being blind from birth Lord Jesus healed them
但是我们也会有一个误会啊，所以说我们做见证的时候也会着重在这一点我们觉得说既然我已经领受了这么大的恩典就等于说我就很认识耶稣了
Sometimes we may have misunderstanding or we can also misleading like if you get the grace you would assume you got this abundant life already
我们所以圣灵我想是特别要感动约翰把这个人他所经历的写下来
So the Holy Spirit touched John to reveal what he experienced.
在这位生来瞎眼的人身上，把这个为我们来分清楚。
Say that again.
在这个生来瞎眼的人身上，把这两件事情为我们分清楚。
So we can distinguish the two things from the story of the person being blind from birth.
我们领受恩典，领受很多很多恩典，领受很大的恩典。他不能等于说我就认识了耶稣
So we received many graces doesn't mean we got the abundant life and knowing Jesus
当然不是说恩典不重要或者贬低他的价值是说你不能画一个等号
doesn't mean you would not have got grace but it's not the same thing
但其实没有恩典我们也不能认识耶稣所以他是非常非常必要的
It's very necessary because we may not really know Jesus without receiving grace
Yeah, 我们没有一个人可以不经过恩典自己认识耶稣，那是不可能。
It's almost impossible to know Jesus without receiving His grace first.
所以当我们在这个人身上看清楚的时候，等临到我们自己的时候，盼望说也能够帮助我们来把它分开。
So when we see this blind person story very clearly, we hope we can also apply this correctly to ourselves.
这个生来瞎眼的眼睛开了，他还是要问说谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？
So this blind person was healed. He opened his eyes. He still asked, "Who was the one who opened my eyes?"
耶稣还是需要告诉他，要耶稣亲口说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
Jesus still need to tell him, "You already saw him. The one who's talking to you right now is Jesus."
如果我们只是领受恩典哈，但是不认识耶稣，那我们的生命也不可能丰盛。
So if we just get grace but fail to ask who Jesus is, we still have the fainting part.
那我们就浪费了神的恩典。
We wasted God's grace.
我们最后交通一点就是这个跟随牧人出入得草吃。
The last item is go in and go out to find pasture.
中文是叫出入哈，因为我们中文的语言习惯就是这么讲。那英文或者说原文的话是 in and out， 是入在前，出在后。
So the Chinese is out first and then in, but the right sequence should be in and out.
所以严格说应该是入与出。
So strictly speaking, should be in first and then out.
这个圈它乃是律法。
The folds, the sheepfolds represent the laws.
所以人能够进来是因为耶稣满足了律法所有的要求。
So people can enter because Jesus has met all the criteria set by the laws.
我们的主他没有任何的瑕疵。
Jesus has no flaws at all.
没有一只羊或者说没有一个人能够靠自己守全律法来进入的。
No any other sheep or person can fulfill the law just by themselves.
我们必须从耶稣来进来。
We have to enter via Jesus.
这是入。
This is to go in.
那人可以出还是因为耶稣满足了律法一切的要求。
Then we can be out because still Jesus has met all the criteria set by the law.
所以我们不会被圈在一个地方，只有那些所碰到的，只有这些不可摸、不可吃这些的规条。
So we would not be limited by the law. Say this is something you cannot touch. That is something you cannot do.
是基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
Well, Jesus set us free.
其实保罗所说的和约翰所说的是一样的。
So what Paul says really corresponds to what John says.
好，最后我们看这个得草吃哈，我希望稍微多交通一点。
Yeah, the last few words is to find the pasture.
得草吃，英文叫 find pasture. 但严格说来，这个中文翻作草哈，或者英文叫做 pasture， 它其实原文的意思它并不是 grass。也并不是 pasture， 它是一个很特别的词。
So if we go back to the language origin, it was not really about grass or pasture.
这个字，这个原文，这个字叫什么呢？叫 normie。我发音可能不准哈，所以我把这个编号摆出来，大家可以自己去查证。
I'm listing on the screen the origin code.
这个字是一个很特别的字。
It is a very special word, actually.
还有一个字跟它很像。
There's a similar word with this code.
这个字叫做 normous。这个字呢，在新约圣经里面出现了好多好多次。
The second term appeared in the New Testament many times.
大家可以猜一猜那个字是什么
？Do we have a guess what word this is?
有没有人知道？就是我们在刚才所说的律法。
That's the laws.
严格说起来哈，他们这两个词，这个草场，中文翻作草场的这个词，其实就是那个律法同一个词的字根。
So it's really like synonyms that the pasture and the laws they share very much the very same origin.
只不过略有点不同，这个律法它是阳性的词，草场它是阴性的词。
But the law is more like a positive term, but the pasture is a negative term.
这样讲可能大家也太抽象、太学术化了哈。
It might be very abstract.
我就再举一个例子，看看哈。
Another example.
我没有把这个新的打出来。好，那我就口讲好了。施洗约翰说过一句话，他说娶新妇的就是什么？就是新郎。
So John Baptist say, whoever married the bride is the groom.
Yeah, 所以英文是 bride 和 bridegroom, bridegroom. 那在希腊文里面，它一个是 nomphi, 一个是 nomphias.
In Greek, nomphi and nomphias.
其实他们两也是同一个字，只不过就是一个是阴性的，一个是阳性的。
It's still the same word, just one negative, one positive for different genders.
所以我用这个做比方，可能就比较容易明白新郎和新娘。
So if we use the example, it might be easier to understand the bride and groom.
一个，其实原文的字根它是同一个字。
So it arrangement is from the same origin, and just one negative, one positive.
那所以这里回到这里，主说这个得草是那个草和律法，一个阴性，一个阳性。
So if we come back here, the pasture and the law, they really still share the same origin.
那么它这个字的含义究竟是什么呢？它有一个本意叫做。就是我在这里说的分配所当得的。
There is original meaning in the two words, that is to allocate what is due.
或者就是把你该得的给你。
So really, you should receive what you deserve to receive.
所以我们想想，这是不是律法的特点？
Do we think this is the characteristic from the law?
所以你如果遵行，你就得祝福。
So it's really, if we obey, we get the blessing.
那是你当得的。
Because that is what you deserve.
如果你没有遵守，你违背了，你就受咒诅。
So、
那也是你当得的。
If you do not follow the law, you break that, you will be cursed.
所以律法就是分配给我们所当得的，或者说旧约就是好像把你所当得的给你。
So the law is really to give to us what we deserve.
但是没有一个人能够因为行律法称义啊，也没有一个人配承受那个祝福。
But no one can deserve the grace or blessing just how well we can carry out the laws.
只有耶稣来，他满足律法所有的要求，然后就能把那个祝福来给我们。
Only Jesus, because he meets all the criteria by the laws, and he can give the blessing and grace to us.
也许说到这个，特别我要提一下《生命记》。
So in this regard, I'd like to mention Deuteronomy.
27章、28章，或者一直到结尾。
Chapter 27, till the end.
其实整本的生命记都是在讲这个神的诫命，重新说给新的一代听。
The whole Deuteronomy is really mentioning the laws to the new generations.
但是生命记里重复最多的是什么？就是你要听，然后你听了你去遵守，如果你遵守就得福，如果你违背，那你就受咒诅。
So the central message or the whole message from this book is really you should listen and you follow and then you get the grace.
我们记得说那个时候摩西说六个支派站在基利新山上，他宣告祝福，然后六个支派他宣告咒诅。
We remember Moses mentioned the six tribes on the mountain. What's the mountain again?
Gerizim.
Gerizim. They proclaim the blessings.
And the other is the six tribes on the Ebal, Mount Ebal.
The other six tribes on the mountain Ebal, they proclaim the curses.
Declare the curses, yeah. 所以今天时间关系，我没有办法把整个27章、28章来读给大家，所以我就放在上面，字也很小，所以你不一定都看得见，但是我盼望大家回去读。
Yeah, due to the time constraint, I only list a few verses on the screen that we can go home and read them.
如果你记性不好，但是我盼望你记得至少记得一句哈，这个也是我以前记得，就是第六节说，你出也蒙福，入也蒙福。
Yeah, we do not have good memory, but this verse 6 speaks to me a lot. You go out with blessing, you go in with blessings as well.
这个下面其实到宣告咒诅的时候。十九节跟它对应的，你出也受咒诅，你入也受咒诅。
But if you go to verse 19, that is, you go out with curses and you go in with curses as well.
所以你要去把所有生命记里面所讲的那个福都看过，你就知道说，神 借着律法所要许给我们的是多么大的恩典。
So go over all the blessings in this book, and we can better understand what the greatest grace God is giving to us.
而且，所有这里所说的所有的福，它就是我们的草。
So all the blessings here are the pastures.
我们做神的羊，我们就有一个选择，说我们要不要来跟随这位牧人。
So to be His children, we do have the choice to make. Do we want to follow Jesus?
摩西在生命记三十章说，他把生与死、祸与福陈明在你们的面前。
Moses in chapter 30, he listed the life and death, fame and
blessing and curse.
Blessing and curse.
Displayed before you. 然后他说，大家有没有记得说，摩西接下来讲什么？
Then do we remember what Moses said after that?
不知道我们教会的年轻人，应该都会背哈。所以摩西说，所以你们要拣选生命。
So Moses said we should choose life.
不管我们年轻或者已经不再年轻，但愿我们都愿意拣选生命。
Regardless of our age, I hope we are all choosing life.
今天教堂在这里。我们低头做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，感谢你来做羊的牧人。
Our Lord, thank you for being our shepherd.
你知道我们困苦流离，主啊，你知道我们真的是是何等的穷乏。
Our Lord, you know we're poor in spirit.
感谢你，你已经成就了救赎。
Oh, thank you, Lord. You have fulfilled the salvation.
感谢你已经满足了律法一切所要求的。
Thank you, have met all the criteria set by the laws.
今天你把一切的祝福都可以无限量的供应给我们。
You give us all the abundance today.
主啊，让我们有智慧，主啊，也让我们有心愿在你面前拣选。
Oh, Lord, give us the wisdom and give us the heart to make the choice to follow you and be chosen.
不要让我们因着前面的压力。前面的拦阻，主啊，我们就只想要那一个不出代价的。
Oh Lord, do not let us fall because of the pressure and situation. So we only want to choose those who we do not have to pay the costs.
主啊，保守我们，让我们愿意跟随牧人，让我们愿意拣选生命。
Oh Lord, bless our hearts. We want to follow the shepherd and be chosen.
愿你祝福每一位有这样心愿的人。
Bless everyone who has the same heart.
Amen.
Amen.